Should a 20-something man consider getting vaccinated for HPV? That's the sexually transmitted virus that's linked to cervical and other cancers. The CDC has recommended it for teenage girls since 2006, but only started recommending the vaccine for boys and young men in 2011. That means Jake Harper, a single 29-year-old reporter for Side Effects Public Media, never got the shots, and that has him worried.
TV is making me anxious about sex. I mean, more anxious than usual.
I was infected with HPV. Maybe my parents didn't know how widespread HPV is.
That's an ad from the pharmaceutical giant Merck, which makes Gardasil, an HPV vaccine. It seems like I'm seeing these ads all the time.
Maybe they didn't know I would end up with cancer because of HPV.
I found out about HPV because of a college girlfriend. Back then, the CDC only recommended the vaccine for females. That seemed unfair, because in theory, I could still spread HPV. But there wasn't anything I could really do, and my understanding was that HPV only affected women. That was wrong. HPV does affect men, mainly in the back of the mouth and throat, the area called the oropharynx. Here's a scary statistic.
There are now more oropharynx cancers in men in the United States each year than there are cervical cancers in women.
Eric Sturgis is a researcher at the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. He says, unlike cervical cancer, there's currently no way to catch oropharynx cancer early.
Most people show up with oropharynx cancer because it has spread to a lymph node in the neck. Typically, it's a man, while he's shaving, he notices a lump in his neck. That means that it's already a cancer that has spread.
HPV also puts men at risk for cancer of the anus and penis. It's rare, but to a hypochondriac like me, it's still terrifying. So even though those vaccine commercials are aimed at parents of younger kids,
all right, Mom, Dad,
I've been wondering, is it too late for me? It turns out it's complicated. The younger you are, the better you respond to the vaccine. That's part of the reason the CDC only recommends it for males through age 21, 26 for some high-risk groups. But researchers I talked to said the vaccine could still help someone who's older, if they haven't already been exposed to HPV, which is the other complicated part.
There's a very good likelihood that someone who's having sex is going to be infected.
Greg Zimmet is director of the Center for HPV Research in Indianapolis.
I think the figures are typically about 80%.
80% of sexually active people will be exposed at some point. But here's the thing. There's not just one kind of HPV.
There's several dozen types of HPV that infect the genital region.
But only some of those cause problems, like cancer and genital warts, which is another thing I'd rather not get. Gardasil protects against 9 of those HPV types. So let's say, you know, hypothetically, you're kind of shy around women and haven't had that many partners. Is it possible you avoided at least one of those types?
The chances of you being exposed to all 9 types are actually vanishingly small.
John Schiller is an HPV researcher with the National Cancer Institute. He says the vaccine might not be a bad idea.
You know, you're past the age of where the government or your health insurance is going to pay for it. It's just whether you want to use it on this or you want to use it going out to dinner for a few times or, you know, it's a personal decision.
Even though I'm past the CDC's recommended age, I convinced my doctor to give me the vaccine anyway. It could help me, even if it just helps me worry less. And it might keep me from spreading the virus to someone else. It did cost me more than a few dinners out, but I think it's a trade-off my future dates might appreciate. Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.